This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio. Knicks lose last night. Frustrating loss. If you want to talk about it, lines are open now. 888-808-1019, as they have to go back to Detroit in this game six. And looking ahead to the Boston series, even though we're trying not to overreact to every single game, we were looking for a reason to believe that they could go in there on fire and hot with Karl-Anthony Towns playing great, smacking around the Pistons, rocking chair game in Game 5. Didn't happen that way, so we'll see what they end up doing in Game 6. I did want to play this thing for you that I heard yesterday. You know, really good day for both the Mets and the Yankees yesterday.
Yep.
And you had the Mets with a big offensive explosion the day before, you know, but Juan Soto really hasn't been a part of it. So, you know, they're talking on BT and Sal about, you know, the Juan Soto stuff, and, you know, and BT says, you know, he's going to have a really big May. And I was like, wow, you know, I wonder why he thinks he's going to have a really big May. And then BT had a baseball stat orgasm on the air. And I texted Eddie immediately. I said, you got to grab this. So you ready for this one?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. This is from BT and Sal, breaking down the Juan Soto advanced metrics.
92nd percentile average exit velo, 85% hard hit rate, 95% squared up rate, 92% chase rate, 95% walk rate, 84% K right rate.
What? Wow.
What?
What a baseball explosion.
Man, I don't even know what the hell he just said.
Neither did I.
I heard hard hit rate, so that's
squared up rate. Squared up. Squared up. One more time, Eddie, please.
92nd percentile average exit velo, 85% hard hit rate, 95% squared up rate, 92% chase rate, 95% walk rate, 84% K right rate.
That was six different stats.
Is K right rate, or did he misspeak there?
I would guess that's a little bit of a misspeak.
Okay, because I don't know if it was a K right rate was a thing or just a K rate, and he just said right instead of rate.
It could be a thing.
But squared up rate. I'm not really sure what, I mean, he gave you six different stats right there, but I'm glad to hear that he was pumping up Juan Soto.
Yeah, I mean,
because as a Yankee fan, you would think that he would just be booing Juan Soto. Juan Soto sucks, Juan Soto this, Juan Soto that.
I Googled, there is a thing, K right rate. A
wow.
Strikeout rate in baseball, a measure of a pitcher's effectiveness in striking out batters.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And he's going percentiles, too. 98 percentile, 78 percentile, 58 percentile. I was like, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Live percentiles.
Smacked over the head with baseball metrics. That's what those guys give you. Right, spoon fed. So,
well, maybe he's right. Maybe this will be, you know, Juan Soto's coming out month.
Yeah, well, I hope so. But at this point, I mean, I got to be honest with you. Do you really care how they get it done? Because I don't.
No, I know. I just want to keep. What I want to see, I want to continue to see Pete Alonso doing what he's doing. That's,
yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. This has been 30 games now, and he has been front and center in almost every single one of these games. He's come through in a lot of big spots.
Yeah, and you know, if they end up winning a World Series and it's because of guys like Griffin Canning and Ryan Stanek and Juan Soto has a mediocre year for him, I don't care. That's not taking anything away from it. You know, if they end up going to the postseason and having a great run again and, you know, Juan Soto's just okay, I'm fine with it. I mean, the fact that they are 21-9 right now with the best record in baseball, I mean, you can make a case, you know, with Juan Soto struggling. I mean, it is as good as it gets.
He's still batting 250, for God's sake. Yeah, I mean, he's got 3-12, three home runs and 12 RBIs. Those are easy to understand stats, but he does have a lot of walks. We're not paying him the walk. I understand all of that.
Easy to understand.
But he's already made Pete Alonso a better player. I don't care what anybody says. He's raking. He's having a hell of a year thus far, and he's hitting in behind Juan Soto, and it has had a positive impact on him.
Yeah, and the last 11 games here on CBS Sports Network, hitting .300, no home runs, but some runs, scores,
some
RBIs.
Key hits, too.
K-right rate percentile, squared up rate.
Whatever, but yeah. Looks like the Mets are going to lose A.J. Minter for this season.
Yeah, which didn't look good initially. Now that's confirmed. Hell, there's injuries. By the way, speaking of baseball injuries, did you see the Jazz Chisholm diagnosis? Remember I told you they're just making up stuff?
Yes.
I just feel like these baseball players are just making things up to get hurt with.
Has he got dry tear ducts or something? What's he got now?
Right flank discomfort. I'm not kidding you.
I got right. I know you have right flank discomfort every day.
Flanks. I got your flanks and shanks.
Where are the flanks?
Where are the flanks?
Are the flanks what?
I would say flank.
Is flank like an oblique type of thing, or flank?
What's
is
a flank, Eddie?
Flank.
I would definitely say that it's a side of something.
Side. It's got to be like
right.
The side, like
but
the lower side.
And
like
I would
lower
think
side?
It's on your torso, not on your legs.
Yeah.
So it's above your waist, you're saying?
I would say we could deduce that it's probably stops at your hip bone, yeah.
But do you think it's more like back?
Side, back?
No, here. Flank is side.
Just side?
Like a flanking maneuver, you know?
That piece of thing that hangs over your belt, whatever that thing is right there, that's the flank.
That's the flank, the love handle?
I think, yeah, the love handle.
I feel like it's above the love handle.
Yeah, I would say the flank could be anywhere from like your armpit to your hip bone.
And looking at Jazz, it doesn't look like he has flanks.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a guy who's
even... looks like he's got no body fat.
Yeah, well, he's got flank discomfort now.
All right, so we got flank discomfort, and one is Giancarlo Stanton coming back.
Oh, I have no idea, man.
Hey, he gives us something else to put into the hat.
Flank. He's got no flanks. There's no way he's got flanks.
Everybody's got a flank. It just
but he's got... I mean, like, I understand.
Doesn't have a meaty flank.
Right, a flabby flank.
But,
like
just, but he's got a flank.
All right, what... I mean,
come on. What?
But that's something that Giancarlo, next time he gets hurt, he's going to be like, hey, that's a good one. I haven't used that one.
Yeah, right. I haven't injured my flanks yet. So I could use right or left flank.
The flank is the area on the side of the human body located between the rib cage and the hip bone. There
okay.
you go, Eddie.
Nailed it.
Good job on your part.
Flank pain.
Oh, I said this guy. There it is.
Well, that's a real naked man there. Jeez.
Yeah, he's got an ass.
This guy's ass.
That Jordan's mom shop.
That lower back area.
Okay. A little flank spot for Jazz.
It also could be, sometimes like from sitting a lot or like flying a lot, but you get that hip nerve thing.
Well, that's sciatica.
Sciatica thing.
Yeah, that's down the right side of the leg.
And that includes the buttocks.
It does, but this is above the buttocks.
Yeah, I see that.
Above the hip, between the rib cage and the hip.
Yeah, the flank area.
The flank. Let's go to Anthony in Bridgewater. What's going on, Anthony?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Listen, how bad has Mikal Bridges been in his Knicks game? It's more the fact that, I mean, the Knicks gave up more assets for him than, like, the Mavs and the Lakers did with Doc, like, Luka. Like, my God, he misses every open shot in these playoffs. I mean, every open shot that he gets, he misses. It's, like, embarrassing, almost. Like, the 2 games ago, he was terrible. Last night, missing big shots. Like, this guy almost, he's on there because he's a great defender. The guy's blown by him sometimes. I'm over the great defender stuff and all this. The Knicks are playing basketball, like, to score points, like, how they play. Like, I'm over him. Like,
yeah.
He sucks.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he had a big shot last night, too, though. And the one thing about it is when you have guys that do play hard on defense, at times it's going to affect their offense.
Yeah, I mean, and he's also a guy that is being judged by the trade. And the Knicks had sat on those picks for a very long time, waiting for the right player. They end up bringing Bridges in to reunite him with the Villanova guys. DiVincenzo goes, Bridges in, and he hasn't performed to that level. I mean, if he was...
He's had some moments.
Yeah, but some moments isn't enough for what they gave up.
He's been woefully inconsistent, is how I would put it.
And he can't shoot from three.
But the other game four, he was great.
Woefully inconsistent is the right way to put it.
Okay.
And he's very frustrating. And he should be better from what the Knicks gave up.
I would just say, when you play hard on defense again, you know, you're exerting the amount of energy that both he and Anunoby and Hart, all three of those guys, are exerting a ton of energy on defense.
Remember that song, Going Hard Into Paint? Because you were talking about paint points?
No.
I was like, it definitely was a popular song back in the day. It was by Waka Flocka Flame.
I remember Waka Flocka Flame, whatever. I remember that guy.
Yeah. He had a big hit, Going Hard Into Paint, which is what you said the Pistons were doing earlier. So.
I mean, but there are open easy dunks for the Pistons. Don't you feel like that?
Yeah, I do.
They have noticed something within the Knick defense, and they're taking advantage of it. At least it looks like that to me.
Let's go to John in Yonkers. What's going on, John?
How you doing, guys? Hey. Thanks for taking a call.
All right, Johnny, what's happening?
You think BT uses all them big words because he's such a meathead? He wants to sound smart.
That's a nice Johnny. I mean, I don't know.
He's our meathead.
Right, exactly. I mean, he's definitely like an athlete type of, do you see BT's a meathead?
Well, I don't say meathead, but he is like, he's an uber testosterone aggressive guy.
Yeah. A lot of testosterone for sure. But he's not like, he's definitely got a bigger vocabulary than your average meathead.
Yeah, he's, I mean, like... I would say, since I'm from the South Shore, you're from the South Shore, we know what meatheads are.
Yeah. He's like a well-read meathead.
Right. And we have a couple buddies in our lives that probably wear that moniker as a badge of honor.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
South Shore meathead.
Exactly. Yeah. I think BT's trying to break the meathead stereotype. It's why he has expanded his vocabulary. And why he does percentiles and squared up rates and K-right rates and all of those things.
And he's very aggressive when he does it.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, like cocksure.
Cocksure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. When you're really cocksure of something.
100% cocksure.
And you go into it like with such passion and confidence. You come out of it even more cocksure.
So, hold on a second, because I got a text here that's... So, speaking of BT's vocabulary, there is a man who works here who has compiled a list of the larger BT words that he uses a lot.
Okay.
And because of this conversation, decided to share this list with me.
And this is somebody who works here who's paying attention. Must be annoyed by the words.
An audio compilation of this?
Unfortunately, no, but I will read them, all right? Because he said these are BT words that get used a lot. Extrapolate. Salient, poignant, clandestine, petulant, equivocation, nebulous, laborious, vacillate, deduce, and propensity. That's a good, hey, those are big time words, you know? He's like a thesaurus, this man.
Oh, he's expanded his vocabulary.
That's right. So that's,
gotta give him credit for that.
Well-read meathead.
Yeah, so meathead plus.
Right, you got to pay $6.99 to get meathead plus, to get those words. Let's go to John in Stratford, Connecticut. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. Love your show. Listen every day. Two quick things. After reading the Knicks stat line, they had 15 offensive rebounds. Mitchell Robinson had 8 of them in 23 minutes. I think he needs to play a lot more if they want to play with the Pistons. And also, what do you think our friend Brett in the overnight thinks of BT? Thanks.
You know, I don't know. It's funny because Brett has never mentioned BT to me. He likes Sal a lot and he likes C-Mac a lot. And I know that he likes us, even though he busts our balls. But it's funny. You know, Brett, you want to talk about South Shore meathead. Brett from Long Island is like, he's the poster boy for that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you can brand him South Shore meathead. But yeah, I mean, Mitchell Robinson was great last night. But the problem is, I don't want him to be the best player on the floor for the Knicks.
Sometimes when they throw it to him, he has a hard time holding on to it.
Yeah.
You know, he's a little awkward, and I don't think the guys really like passing to him.
Well, yeah, it's tough. I mean,
he's not the most agile guy.
Right.
He's a very top-heavy guy.
With tiny feet.
Yeah, but he is definitely a defensive presence, and as that previous caller just said, he is a presence on the offense when it comes to the offensive rebounds. And that is about as important a stat as there is in the NBA.
Yeah. And missing him was a big deal throughout the season. You're definitely going to need him if you move on to be great defensively. But I don't want to, if you're coming out of a game going, Mitchell Robinson, you know, was the best player for the Knicks last night, they probably lost the game.
All right. So here's the thing. The Indiana Pacers have moved on,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they moved on in pretty convincing fashion. Although I thought they should have lost the game last night because of what happened at the end of overtime, but, they move on winning 4-1. You know, I mean, it's just basically, you know, the thing about the Celtics that is different from the Pistons, the Celtics shoot the three so much better.
Yep, they do.
And if the Knicks do not, well, they're not there yet, so I don't even want to think about that. I don't even want to think about the way that the reaction will be if there has to be a game 7 at the Garden. You want to talk about tight.
Yeah, that's going to be a sphincter shrinkage spot for sure.
Exactly.
Let's go to Dan in Connecticut. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm bringing up a well-read meathead word that BT uses every day. He says comport.
Comport?
He says if I comport myself, or if you comport yourself, and I swear it's got to be at least once a day. I can't believe no one else has noticed that.
You know, it's funny, Dan.
I mean we all kind of have our crutches, you know? I mean, we go back.
Yeah, but comport is one of the, it's an odd one.
It's an odd word,
day.
Yes.
You know?
Like, so the other night, I'm hanging out with my buddies, and they loved your rant on Jackson Dart.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, one of the reasons why your rant on Jackson Dart was so funny was because of the word pudgy. Because we don't use the word a lot.
Right.
But when you start putting it into sentences.
Sure.
And then you put other attributes of who this person is.
Yeah, yeah.
And you use a word that we don't use very often.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it so funny.
Definitely part of it,
you
know, yeah.
You screamed, he's a pudgy, you Don Clapper! Yeah. I mean, it was Jesus. I'm like, but the pudgy part of it was the funny part.
Definitely sets it off. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and you have a very good understanding of vocabulary and what words to use and how to use them. And when you go into your impersonations, that's when you're at your best.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all of this.
I notice these things.
No, I'm glad that you do. Well, thank you. Yes, but comport.
It's like when you do dog.
Yeah.
When you do mic.
Got to find the right words.
You got to find the right words.
It's not always about the voice. It's about the content within the voice.
Right? All right. When you see Jackson Dart now, do you see pudginess?
I don't. No.
I don't see any of that.
No, I don't.
I see a vibrant, young, tall, athletic kid.
Hey, listen. I was told. He was pudgy by a man who would know these things.
And by the way, you see, all these guys were at the game last night, the Knick game last night.
Yeah. Too bad they didn't see a win.
I mean, there's a lot of guys wearing sunglasses inside. That's what I noticed last night.
That's a thing. You know, that's been a thing.
Man, we should make it a thing.
Sunglasses inside? Well, I might have to with this mirror that Allie's got back there. It's like looking into the sun. I mean, my God.
But by the way, it's only taken like 13 years for like us to have a professional setup.
But there's
Russell, there's Justin Fields with the glass. They all have the sunglasses on.
Do you guys look into that mirror back there?
I haven't seen it up yet.
Man, oh man.
It still has, the engineers have to get back there, and we still have wires to nowhere, though. There's 1,000 wires back there going to nowhere. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah.
Well, that was the residue of the extra dump station.
All right. Did we end up getting rid of the boxes that Allie tended to leave behind?
No,
There's
more boxes. Yeah.
She asked for guidance as to the process.
Okay.
And I told her.
Leave it for a man. Because that's the process that most of these women...
I understand. So, no, but it was kind of not followed exactly to the letter of the law. It's supposed to be all broken down and then put in garbage cans.
All right, so she didn't do it.
And
I guess she feels like that's beneath her. Is that?
Well,
is that
what I don't know, but I thought that would be obvious. Those were larger garbage cans, but in the small one in the office now, there's a bunch of broken down boxes jammed in there.
Oh, it's
not totally.
Al, could you get her on the phone?
Then outside there are boxes just thrown on with that big styrofoam thing that the mirror came in.
Yes.
That are just laying on the floor.
Oh, there's styrofoam. She has no idea what to do with the styrofoam.
Laying on the floor, not in a garbage can.
All right, well, let's do this. We'll take a break because we're a little bit late here, and then you can ask her some questions on the other side before Jerry makes sure that we straighten this whole thing out back there.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I mean, it's embarrassing. Are we on now?
Yes, we're on. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
It is a mess back there. I mean, there's boxes all over the place. They're put in the wrong spot. There's like styrofoam stuck out here in the hallway now.
Yeah, so just a quick recap. Al and Eddie have an office that has been neglected for many years. Allie, our makeup artist, decided to move her whole operation in there, even though it was totally inconvenient for everybody but her and Jerry.
It's not inconvenient for me, or I mean, it's fine fantastic. For me. You're just mad because you got an extra 90 steps.
Exactly. And then there's also these very bright lights.
He's got 110 steps from where
screws my whole routine up
to his office.
I got to leave earlier.
You got to take the 20 steps out that he normally had.
Exactly. So it is, it's a little, so Allie, then she took the sun and put it in that office too with the lights, and it blinded me this morning. But Boomer's got a big problem. It's all these cardboard boxes that she's leaving there. I tried to explain to him, this is what women do, is they just leave cardboard boxes around to expect someone else to deal with it. But you're not having any of that, Boomer.
No, I'm not having any of it.
So, Allie, is on the line. Allie, good morning.
Good morning.
You left a mess.
I don't know how to break down boxes. I've never had to do that in my life.
Yeah, okay. So now you're feeding right into Geo's theory.
It's a fact.
I texted Eddie. He said, break them down and put them in the garbage bin. In that time that I broke them down, I broke two nails. I had one tear fall down my face, and I just gave up.
See? Yeah, and by the way, you broke down those boxes, and you put them in the little garbage can. Who does that?
Well, those were little boxes. I didn't want to fill up the whole other garbage can in this.
So, hold on. The other garbage can is so much bigger than the one that you put these boxes into.
It's actually not. It's bigger, but it's more narrow. I couldn't even get the big box in that one.
I know, because then you left the styrofoam in the bigger box out in the hallway so I could
Well, that's when I broke a nail and I gave up.
You broke a nail and I almost broke my neck.
Oh, my God.
You and I don't know who's more dramatic, you or Gia.
Definitely me.
I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I'm telling you, this is a symptom. This is a fact. This is one of these things that a woman, especially of a certain age, will not break down a cardboard box.
Wait, but you've never broken down a box, so I guess Benji does all the breaking down of the boxes at home?
He does. He does it all. He's the best.
Yeah, see?
See, Benji's like, you know, making her soft.
I mean, but Allie's not the only one. I mean, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of men that are listening to this right now that say, I'm dealing with the same thing. They just throw the cardboard boxes close to whatever the door is that you take them out to the garbage, and then that's that. They just deal with
that's
it whenever
what I
do you get
at home,
to
too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is a place of work. It's supposed to be professional. We got you a professional space that you've been demanding. I don't know what else to do other than, you know, I have to scold you for this one.
That's all right. I'll take it. I don't have any other option because I don't know how to break them down. If somebody wants to teach me.
A teacher
how to break down boxes.
Come on. To teach you.
The mirror box was covered in like five layers of tape. It's very hard to break apart.
Oh, my God. Did you give her a box cutter or something, Eddie?
Scissors. I didn't have a proper box cutter, but I had a scissor, which I gave her.
Yeah, you could use a scissor. Have you used a scissor before, Allie?
It was like a craft scissor.
Oh, not a great scissor, I did have a box cutter.
Okay. Well, I'll bring you in. I've got several box cutters for the hundreds, millions of boxes that I've cut up in my house. So I'll bring you in a box cutter, okay?
I don't know. Box cutting isn't something I want to add to my resume.
Well, you're going to have to, all right? Because we're not picking up the slack. We have to deal with women in our lives.
I'm the one woman there with all men. I think one of you can do it for me.
I mean, listen, we got a show to do. We got to get ready. We got to prep. We don't have time to be cutting boxes and smashing boxes then.
All right, then this is what we're going to get.
Okay. All right, Allie. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you make
see
it on
tomorrow.
Time. All right. She has a propensity of being late these days.
She just needs to, comport herself a little bit better.
Certainly. Her on time rate is in the 22nd percentile.
Hey, somebody left me a signed baseball here. Who was here?
That was on the floor.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that was from Doc Gooden like months ago.
Last
year, about a year ago.
Yeah, it was about a year ago.
When they did the tribute in April?
Yeah. I took mine home and put it in my bar area next to the things that are important to me. You threw it on the ground. And
I did not.
Yes,
I played soccer with it underneath
the desk. Jay Horowitz came in special, had him signed live in front of us to each of us.
I had no idea.
And it was under the desk.
I didn't
threw
know
it on
that.
The ground.
Yeah. I actually think it's one of those where it's two different pens. His name is in one pen because they showed up already. He had them signed.
Yes.
But then he personalized them with a pen from the office, different kind of pen.
That's right.
That gives it a
more personal touch.
Yeah, a little authenticity, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, so there's an unbroken down cardboard box you can toss it into in Alan Eddy's office if you'd like.
I mean, honestly, I went back there to look. I didn't even realize because I must have walked right past it. But she took all of those boxes and put it in that little garbage
can. And by the way, that garbage can, after her first day back there, I went looking for my garbage can, and it was over by her area, stuffed with paper towels full of makeup.
So
I went out and got a slightly larger one, still not a big one, for her for that purpose.
We have created a problem. We've given her too much leeway around
here. What happened when she was in the back? Like, why did this all of a sudden pop up?
Because she got her own area, she brought all her crap over there.
Okay.
And started unboxing it because she had all this room where back in sales where she was, she couldn't leave stuff around. So now she's like. Wow.
And she would put it now in Eddie's room in there. It would be in there. So now it's no longer in there.
Yeah,
so
not all the empty boxes. I don't know what she did with her in sales. Maybe they were just little presents for the sales area. And they were like, what's this?
And we just didn't notice.
Oh, yeah, we didn't because it wasn't in our space.
But now it's in our space and she's disrespecting she's disrespecting your space.
That's a little strong, but
it's getting close.
Like, she probably would come in every day and go, when is somebody going to take this box?
That's exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, it's 100%.
You guys don't have a cardboard box fairy?
Yeah, that's
actually, at some point it's gone through her head. Is Al or Eddie ever going to get rid of these boxes?
Well, Al's not going to get rid of anything.
But it's their office.
I know, but have you been back there?
Yes.
I was thinking about doing something with them, but then it became a thing. We wanted to see how long it would go on.
And for the most part, Big Hurls has gotten engineering on it. For the most part.
Oh, that part. Yeah, well, I'm just talking about the boxes.
Okay.
I did tweet out through the morning show Twitter account the pictures and the insane amount of wires next to the cardboard boxes.
Yeah, those are the wires to nowhere.
The thing that the Ghostbusters catch the ghosts in and they put down and suck in a ghost. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, those are all wires left over from positions that are no longer here.
Okay. Yeah. So we get rid of the wires then?
Well, you can't just willy-nilly just pull them out of the walls, no.
Sure you could.
I mean, you could. I don't think engineering would want it done that way.
Yeah, okay.
Things have to be capped properly.
Sure. All right, Jerry, we didn't give you a ton of time here.
It's all right. We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So I give you some nuts and bolts here. Number one, your Knicks are still playing in the first round because the Pistons went to the Garden last night and came away with a big win. So Miles McBride is at the line. He's got a chance to, they're down three. He bricks the first free throw. So then he tries to miss on purpose so they can get a rebound and maybe try and get up a prayer to tie.
Second one. It's off, knocked up in the air, battle, knocked outside, nobody there for New York, and Detroit basketball stays alive.
And that was Ian Eagle on TNT with the final call. 106-103 was the final. Cade Cunningham had 24 points. Asar Thompson had 22 on 8 of 10 shooting. Here was McHale, but I heard you had a phone caller calling about Bridges and That looks like a pretty damn good trade for the Nets right now. But the caller was annoyed with the way he has shot the basketball, though he made some shots last night. Even he admits not good enough.
Obviously, I wish I had a couple other shots in that fourth that I wish, thought it was going to drop. But like you say, you know, you miss, you can't just keep your head down. You got to keep going until clock is zero. And, you know, we still had possession, so I had a chance at the end of the game. But, yeah.
But yeah, not
good.
Yeah,
a couple of those were those like intermediate jump shots where he normally just drops those.
And he did make a couple of tough shots too.
He made a couple, tough three there towards the end. And actually, I think he shot better than Cade Cunningham. Then Cunningham was 6 for 17.
Sounds right.
And Cunningham was 6 for 17, and Bridges was 7 for 16.
There you go. Here was Josh Hart. So the one of the storylines is him and Brunson going out of the game with an injury and then sitting and then going to the scorer's table and basically sitting there through 2 minutes of action without a stoppage, not being able to get back in the game until there was 27 seconds to go. Here was Hart watching the game and the clock tick away.
You know, obviously, you know, that's tough. You always want to be out there, but, you know, we had good looks. You know, I trust my guys. And we had a couple good shots to cut that lead, and, you know, they just didn't go in. So, you know. Basketball, you know, happens.
And in terms of Brunson, who seems like he is, I mean, we thought he was fully healthy a few weeks ago. It seems like he gets nicked up every game. He was asked about his injury post-game.
Your ankle, I'm all good.
That's it. That was it. A quick, I'm good, all good. We shall see, because they're going to need him. Here was Cade Cunningham. You always talk about opposing players coming into the Garden. This isn't necessarily as much about the Garden as it is winning on the road and how much he enjoys it.
Yeah, of course, man. It's everything you dream of. You know, it's playing with a full arena, a bunch of people booing you. It's, I mean, that's everything you dream of. It sounds crazy, but
yeah, well, the Knicks have done it to them on their home floor, and we'll see if they can do it again tomorrow. If they do, they will be into the conference semifinals against the Celtics. If not, we will have a seventh and decisive game at Madison Square Garden. The Pacers moved on.
Is that Sunday or Saturday?
You know, I'm not sure. I know Thursday night is game six. I am not sure when game seven would be. While you look that up, I will tell
you. Just Google it.
Yes, they are. The Pacers beat the Bucks in overtime, 119-118, as they close out Milwaukee in five. Next hour, more audio from Giannis and from Tyrese Halliburton, who did address the situation with his dad.
It would be Saturday. Saturday would be the game.
Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, but so they're not going to have much time, because then game one in Boston would probably be Monday or Tuesday at the latest.
While
the Celtics are waiting around
40 minutes a game, so
that is very true. The Celtics buried the Magic 120-89. They sweep the series, and the Nuggets top the Clippers 131-115. They're up 3-2 in that series. Just a couple quickies from baseball. I'm going to give you the Yankees Thrivel Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivel Infusion, and his name in this win is one Benjamin Rice.
Here's the 1-1 to Rice. Breaking ball swing on high drive right field and kiss that baby goodbye.
Oh,
wow. Kept it fair, too. Man, that's a shooting gallery here in Baltimore. 6-0 Yankees. Ben Rice, second home run today, eighth for the season.
And the second in two innings. That was our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivel, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivelInfusion.com.
How about Ben Rice? He's got 8 home runs.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. Hit 2 last night. The Yankees led 12-0 after 5. You had Carlos Rodon throw really well into the 6th. The Yankees beat the Orioles 15-3. They opened the game with home runs from Grisham, Judge, and Rice, and then Bellinger homered as well in a 5-run first inning. You guys mentioned I was going to do the whole Jazz Chisholm thing and the flank injury, which
yeah.
I think is an oblique. I don't know why we're calling it the flank.
Oh, it is the flank.
The flank.
They have a flank.
But I've never heard of a flank.
Neither have I.
Had a flank?
Like a flank steak I've heard of, but on a human, no.
Yeah. So does that mean the steak is the oblique of the cow?
It's a real flank.
Cow?
It's a real flank. It's a real thing.
The flank.
Yeah, it's right there, right above the ass cheek.
Well, what? I thought it was the oblique.
No, it's right here above the ass cheek.
Where's the oblique then?
I thought the oblique was under here.
I thought it was in the front.
Isn't this the oblique?
I feel like the oblique's down here.
Oh, it's low? Okay, I thought the oblique was something else. What do I know? Anyhow,
but Yankees. But the flank's right above your ass cheek.
Orioles again tonight on the Fan at 6:35. The Mets go to 13-1 at home, beat the Diamondbacks 8-3. That series will continue. How about the way that they did it with the defense? We'll get to more of those highlights coming up next hour. I'm looking at the time, yes. Next hour, I'm going to give you some of the Netflix trailer from the
Brett Favre
piece that's coming out. That's not great. You'll hear from George Kittle next hour. A couple of other things, and the Devils are loose to the Hurricanes. Their season ends in 5.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Something I like to highlight every year. It's the annual tribute to the Fallen fundraiser put on by the Brotherhood for the Fallen, Suffolk County. It's at the Paramount, which we love in Huntington. They have their event tonight at 7 p.m. The event ticket, $65. You get an exclusive VIP ticket for $100. You can go to the Paramount website, give them a call for more information as the money goes to the families of the police officers in Suffolk County who have lost their lives on duty. And they sent a sweatshirt for you there, Boomer.
Love it.
And
love it.
I have mine in my office, so it's something we highlight every year as they're doing great work.
There it is. There's yep. their sign.
There is their, yes.
7 p.m. tonight at the Paramount.
Yes. And every single year they send us some cool swag, and they do a great job raising money for a great cause. Let's go to Joe in the Bronx. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking a call. Yeah, this female box issue is definitely a thing. I mean, honestly, my wife will take Amazon boxes, put them one inside each other, and then leave them at the top of the stairs to make me, you know, I guess, make them disappear.
Yeah. Yeah. It is amazing that there are so many people who share the same story. You know, it's a struggle that we keep within. You know, not a lot of people will bring this up, but now there's a community out there.
I mean, look
for
at
us
Allie.
To be able to.
I mean, look what Allie did here. I mean, and we only guilted her into actually breaking the boxes down, and then she tried to jam them into a small garbage.
But I feel bad. She broke nails and was crying.
No, stop. Feel bad. Stop. She's just you're falling dramatic. Right into their trap.
I guess I did.
Falling right into
this
their
is
trap.
Like she's going to make you feel crying. Guilty because she ordered those boxes.
Yeah, exactly. And there's pictures on CBS Sports Network that Al also put on X if you want to check it out. And yeah, I mean, it is a it's definitely a problem. You know, this was another one that I loved.
Look at those wires.
Yeah, so many wires.
I mean, isn't that dangerous?
You would think.
Like, you would think, could you have an electrical fire or something?
You could. Yeah, I would think so. A lot of wires. But there was another one that Gina did the other day, which was just ridiculous. So occasionally she'll get like the groceries delivered like once every now and again. So when you do that, you know, they come in paper bags. So she takes the paper bags, and as opposed to taking the stuff out of the paper bag, she rips the paper bag open, right? Rips them open, takes the stuff out, and then takes every single one of the paper bags and throws them ripped apart by the door where she leaves the cardboard boxes just for me to handle. So I told her the first time she did it, I was like, you know, she doesn't order groceries a lot. I'll just let this one go. Then she did it again. I said, how about this? How about we take the groceries out of the one bag and then we crumple up the other bags to put in there to make it easier for me to take it out as opposed to 15 torn apart bags that you strewn all over the kitchen floor.
How did that go over?
I mean, she just didn't say anything to me. And then what I do now.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, she didn't say anything. She just sort of was like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm going to do what I do. You're going to clean up this mess. Yeah. So it was funny. So in the Bellport house that we had before we moved to Sayville, she used to just open the garage door and just fling boxes into the garage. Just fling them in there. So sometimes you'd open the door and you couldn't get the door completely open because it'd be cardboard boxes that were in
front
of you.
I would imagine around Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's just got to be insane.
Oh, my God. It's enough cardboard to build a village. Anthony in East Brunswick. What's going on, Anthony?
Listen, thank God for this. Little portion you're doing on these boxes, because I was going to leave my wife 1,000 times over this, but if every woman does it, there's no point in me leaving my wife.
Yeah, I think Gio's on to something here.
No, he really is, and I didn't think it was only me. I share a friend, Brian, we shake our heads at the same thing, but literally, and I'm in New Jersey, so whatever this is, it's spreading from Long Island down to New Jersey, and who knows where it ends.
It actually has been spreading all across the country, and it all started during COVID.
Yeah, it is the most disrespectful thing ever just to pile them up, and they'll stay there for days, Gio, because you know what? I wake up, I go to work, I'm like, I'm not taking them today, and they'll be there when I get back, and they'll be there the next day, and then finally I just give in, like you said. what are you going to do? You're going to pile them up to the ceiling? Because that's literally what my wife would do.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it is a tit for tat. I mean, it is a battle of wills that we end up losing. But listen, I knew immediately when this was going on with Allie that, you know, this has become a major thing. But, you know, there never was a community for people to talk about this, to get that off their chest. Like, men didn't have a place. A safe space.
And now we have a safe space to talk about it.
Right. And which is really, I feel good about that, you know?
I have to say, there's nothing more annoying to me than just boxes. Like, I just walking in there now and seeing that, that just touches me the wrong way.
I guess you're never coming over my house.
It just touches me the wrong way because I hate clutter. I hate boxes.
Yeah.
I hate garbage.
Mm. Yep. Listen, I'm with you. But it's, you know, Allie just has that. She's been, I guess, you know, raised in a way where it's like it's okay to leave these boxes around. Like,
well, I think it's Benji's fault.
No, I don't think it's Benji's fault.
Well, Benji, she said Benji does this, takes care of all the boxes for her.
You know, her father was in a house with four women.
Yeah.
I mean, there were boxes everywhere.
His hands are just beat up like a blacksmith.
Probably had a lot of paper cuts.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm surprised he could even golf these days, you know, with these hands, all this breaking down boxes of women everywhere.
But I think the box craze really hit during COVID.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
Like, and that hasn't stopped since.
I got what I need. Chuck the box over there. Somebody will take it.
Rosie and Fanwood. Rosie, what's happening?
Well, you actually raised the point I was just going to make. In terms of Allie needs her hands as a makeup artist. And now you just actually mentioned how the other person's hands got all messed up from breaking down the box.
Yeah, but hey,
she needs her hands to be able to do her job.
I mean, but Rose, you got to understand, we were talking about Allie's dad who lived with four women.
Yeah, for decades.
So think of how
luckiest
many boxes.
Luckiest man on the planet to have lived with four women.
Yeah, he loved taking out boxes, that's for sure.
I mean, Allie's hands aren't that important to her. Like, if she lost all her fingers, she could jam one of those brushes, like, right in here.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And she'd still be able to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, let's figure she just, like, she cut off all her fingers with the box cutter.
Yeah.
And she just had a nub. She could stick the brush in there and just paint our faces like that. So I think she'd be totally fine.
Real quickly, Phil in East Brunswick. Phil, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer, hey, Gio. Yeah, boxes, man. Holy, you know. Plus all the plastic that comes in the boxes.
Yeah.
You got to break down the plastic, get the plastic out so you can recycle the boxes. It's a whole thing. It was finally, like, I brought it up, and it's finally been resolved via therapy. I mean,
did you go to couples therapy and bring this up?
Oh, it's been brought up, yeah. It's been a bane, but, yeah. We came to a resolution. It's been worked on, and it's much better today than it was, say, a year ago.
That is unbelievable.
Is she taking care of the boxes, or are you still taking care of the boxes?
Majority me, but, you know, it's like if you open the box, you got to break down the box. That's the rule.
All right, good. That's a nice little compromise, Phil. Yeah, I mean, maybe that's something now that can spread, is if you open a box, you break down the box. I mean, I think that's pretty fair.
I think it's pretty fair, yes.
Right, if it's for you, then it's your responsibility.
Yeah. I mean, that seems reasonable.
But you got to put the boxes in the right size receptacle. You can't jam like 10 boxes into a little garbage
can. That was my fault. I didn't explain it clearly, I suppose.
I mean, like,
Eddie is falling right in their trap. He is just buying I didn't explain it well enough. I feel bad. She was crying. No.